Craig, I think he's going to do some individual work. And we'll have a better sense of where he is. I know Gip's close too, but Craig, we should get for some of the actual body of practice.
Either of those guys still an option for Sunday?
Possible. I mean, today will be a big indicator. I would say Craig's probably closer than Gip, but I wouldn't rule out either one of them.
Is Joe Hayden making progress? How do you judge progress from a guy in concussion protocol?
Yeah, it's hard because I'm not those tests are. I mean, they take him in a room, they issue the test. I mean, we find out long after the fact. So I don't know what constitutes whether those are pass fail or those are. I mean, you hope there's improvement every day, but you get some guys that'll be symptom free for a while, then they'll have a setback. And the protocol is strict and it's conservative and obviously for a good reason. I mean, you definitely have to. Anytime you're dealing with a concussion, you just got to err on the side of caution.
Robert Quinn, what makes him so good, and is he comparable to Vaughn in kind of a skill set? Or
I mean, it's an easy comparison just because you're looking at back to back weeks and a guy that's a high sack producer. I think he does a great job anticipating the snap. He's very good with his hands, and he's a blend of size, of power and speed. But just similar to Vaughn, that if you overset him, he has the explosiveness to kind of cross over and come underneath you or go right down the middle. His speed to bull rush is exceptional. So it's we felt like we had a good plan in place for Vaughn and executed it. It's not as easy as just say, hey, blow the dust off of that. That plan and apply it the next week. They've seen the film and know how he handled it. So then we'll have to change it up some. But he presents a big challenge.
How much of that was the plan versus Mitch doing a good job against Vaughn?
It's a combination. There were times where our guys were alone, without help, and they did a good job.
That Mitchell Schwartz is the best right tackle in the league.
Good for Mitch.
He sort of gets targeted.
The name a right tackle that doesn't get targeted. I mean, that's the stigma of being the right tackle. No, we're very pleased with Mitch. I mean, he's relentless in his preparation. Does a good job of in the meeting room, carries it over to the field. I know he's from the pecking order of what you would perceive as leaders in that room. He got Joe and Alex, but Mitch is right up there with those guys. Yeah, a guy's a high producer for us, but behind the scenes, we know whose contracts are up, and that's not really my place to talk about that, especially in season.
Aaron Donald's might be the best three technique in the league. Do you share that opinion, and what sets him apart from a lot of guys?
I do, and we you have intimate knowledge too, just because Halfley and Angelico were both at Pitt when he was there. I even think Jeff was a part of his recruitment. Now he's another guy that's playing there is ideal for him to be in a dome environment on the turf. The guy's got a tremendous get off, similar to Quinn. He's very good with his hands. He's hard to sustain blocks on. You'll make contact with him early, but he's very good just as far as being able quick twitch to get off of to get your hands off of him and to be able to penetrate. So he's very difficult to block back on. He gets up the field well. He's hard to reach because if you overreach him, then he'll slip underneath and be athletic enough to redirect and still make a play from the back door. So it's a challenge. I mean, I thought the Casey kid from Tennessee is right up there, but I think you'd have to put Donald up, in my opinion, among right there at the top of the league.
Zero's had a couple starts now filling in. How's he doing?
I mean, he's shown that it's not too big for him, that he's gone out there and he's taken his worked on in practice. He's gotten that to the field. He hasn't been intimidated. He's gone against some big name receivers. And when Pierre gets in trouble, sometimes he doesn't trust his technique. He is exceptional when he can get his hands on guys at the line of scrimmage. And when he's had some issues, it's been a result of him not being able to do that. But he knows that and understands it. But he's done a good job when he's been in there, or Batamosi's been in there. I mean, there's the want to is definitely there. Those guys are very competitive, and they've done a good job filling in.
Does he lose that technique because he didn't do that in college?
No, I don't think so. I just think all of our guys, sometimes when you get in the flow of a game, every once in a while you'll have some lapses where you potentially fall back on some old habits. But nope. I mean, Pierre is very conscientious about his technique, and he knows he has to trust it, and for the most part, he does. I mean, we're very pleased with the production that Pierre has given us this year.
Can I just finish this last one? Why is it so important for him to get his hands on receivers?
Because that's the way he's built. He's that type of corner, big wingspan. I don't know exactly what his timed speed was coming out. But he's not along the lines of like a Buster that ran so well that even if he missed, he had that makeup speed. But the one thing for our corners is that we want to take advantage of the rule, the one rule that's really in favor of the defense, is that we can get hands on in the initial 5 yards. And, and when Pierre's done that, I mean, that receiver is essentially erased from the play. I mean, our guys, talk about, whether he's on the scout team or whether it was during training camp, that Pierre was potentially the most difficult guy to get off of press.
Question about the overall defense, and that would be, do you have enough on defense personnel-wise at this point to take over a game, dominate a game on defense or close to it, or are you just trying to push through all your injury situations that you have right now and get something respectable?
We never think of it in those terms. I mean, it's who's available to us to play this week and put together a plan that we feel if we execute it to the best of our ability that we could be successful. But we never think of it in terms of how you phrased it.
Well, how good is the group of players that you're able to send out there at this point?
Not really sure how to answer that. I mean, we're capable of playing good defense. It's when a lot of times when we've had issues, it's been on us. It's whether it's a communication thing, whether it's a technical thing, whether it's an alignment thing, and those are the ones that can frustrate you. We understand teams are going to make plays against us. They're going to make it. Even going back to week one, there were some balls that Fitzpatrick threw that only Brandon Marshall could catch, and you tip your hat and you move on to the next play. We want to eliminate the plays where we have a chance to affect it, and our batting average on those plays needs to be higher.
Starks, how's he playing?
Starks is doing a good job. I mean, I think that Weave's doing a good job of rolling those guys through. He's made some splash plays for us, but he's just given where he is in his career that we're aware of that and take care of him during the week of practice so he can be at his peak on Sunday.
How significant is the ripple effect then when he's not out there?
It has an effect. There have been times. I mean, that's not the exclusive plan with Joe, but the way you would prefer it to be. But we don't get into measuring that. How significant that is. It goes back to the old saying: you can't win with players that aren't out there. So we're full speed ahead with the guys we have, formulate the best plan that we have, put those guys in a position. But we weren't just going to bump a guy up and say, okay, you're in the Joe Hayden spot. Joe had that skill set, that ability he's demonstrated that time and time again to take a receiver out, and we've had to do some different things coverage-wise to compensate for it.
Play any more zone because of that?
We've mixed it up. Sometimes it's if you want to help a corner, I mean, it can be zone. It can also be two-man where you just have you're trailing a guy and you can play a safety over the top. So Jimmy's mixed it up.
Phil Taylor's ancient history is kind of a context question for elite defense lineup. Your best defensive game last year, arguably, was Cincinnati when Taylor was on the field. Was there stuff that Taylor could do and pertain to that game? Enabled you to have a dominant game that day, or can you kind of replace it?
Phil played well, but I just think overall that was a kind of a perfect storm I thought we had an outstanding plan going in, and if you look across the board, there were several guys that played at a high level. I know there were some splash plays made there, but overall that was 11 guys doing their job.
Robertson not being out there. He's obviously been up for a couple games. Was he playing really well at the time?
He was, and it's twofold because I think as we all know, Craig brings an energy that genuine leadership that's not out there. It's hard to do that when you're in sweats, and he knows that, and I think that's a source of frustration for him as well. And then from a play standpoint, that he was playing pretty well.
Now that he's healthy, what kind of competition has Robert Turbin brought to that running backs room, and how that affects the game plans, I guess, going forward?
Yeah, I mean, we like it just because of you guys have heard me talk about it 1,000 times, the diversity of skill in that room. That we have if you went running back continuum, I think we have a guy at each end, and then I think Crow slides somewhere in between, but he brings a mentality, a passion, a competitiveness. Anybody that's talked to him, I think you realize that pretty quick how important football is to him. And he did an outstanding job of from when he got here till now learning what we're doing. Asked a lot of questions. Was out there for the walkthroughs. Very engaged in the meetings. Again, people look at that as a problem, but we see it as a good problem to have. I don't think we're going to go into a game and say, hey, we want to get X number of touches to each of these guys. I think some of that will be a function of what the defense is giving us, how they want to play us. And then at the same time, Flip will have it coordinated where certain plays will be for certain backs and he'll have those personnel groupings tagged appropriately. We saw a lot of flashes of it a year ago. I think he led us in touchdown catches and made some huge plays for us. And he's a guy that you wouldn't think that you could give him the entire route tree. A guy that a guy who's 165 pounds soaking wet. You're running in breaking routes with him. You're holding your breath, but He's a tough target for defenses just because of his ability to change direction, his quickness, and he knows how to get down in traffic. And I think what's jumped out to all of us are his ball skills. I mean, his catch radius for a guy his size is, I think, larger than you would expect. Does a nice job tracking the ball. Some guys have a hard time tracking the long ball. He does not. For given his size, that he's been more than a pleasant surprise to us.